doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, Shame, this poor guy, he has been saving. It was his dream to get a luxury German vehicle. So he got a luxury German vehicle. Let me tell you one thing, though. When you get a car, if you drive a 1600 and you move to an 1800 or a 2 liter, mm-hmm. you can never drive a 1600 again.
Because you've upgraded.
You can't go back. Mm. You absolutely can't go back. And if you've driven like a car and then you drive a luxury German motor vehicle, you can't go back mm-hmm. to any other nation's car. Mm. Mm-hmm. So that's the case here. He's got his luxury German vehicle, and he's just got it.
Exciting. Now,
yep. Mm. And now will not drive anything else other than his luxury German vehicle. So I'm calling him, and this is a common call that's happened recently with cars. Mm. When you get that dreaded call, the car's being recalled.
Oh no!
There's a little fault.
Not his luxury German vehicle.
Vehicle. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. Let me have some fun with poor man. Here we go.
Hi, Carl speaking.
Hi, Carl. Jan Badenhorst here from South Africa. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, you, man?
Good, thank you. Sir, I'm just phoning in connection with a car that you took ownership of recently.
Yeah.
There has been a problem with this batch of cars that you... Basically, sir, the problem is that we need to recall all the cars from the batch.
Are you f***ing serious?
There's been a problem with the wiring on the interior underneath the bonnet, sir. And there have been a few cars that they've shorted out, and one has actually ended up in flames.
Okay.
So when would be the soonest that you could take your car to your nearest branch, sir?
I could do it tomorrow morning.
And which branch would that be, sir?
Chanton. Are you f***ing out for real?
Yes, sir. Would you be needing a courtesy car, sir?
For sure.
Okay, can you just give me a... Obviously, I'm sure you can understand that there are quite a few vehicles that have been returned, so courtesy cars are quite scarce at the moment.
You know what? F***ing your problem. Not mine. I need a car. I can't be without a car. I really can't be without a car. That doesn't mean it's my livelihood.
Yeah, sir. Sir, we...
Okay, but then give me a car for Avis. Simple as that.
Sir, can you not... borrow your wife's car.
Yo.
Not the chance, won't you? You better make a plan, eh? How's it going to work? You're recalling my car and then what? How long does that take?
Sir, it could take up to 3 months because of the backlog.
You must. So if I take my car in tomorrow, it's going to take 3 months before I've got a new car. Or another car. They were telling me.
Yes, sir.
No, sorry, eh?
We can't have you driving the car because these cars have been known to spontaneously combust.
Just give me quickly your details. You, what's your say? Your name and your surname?
Sorry, I've got good news for you. I have found a car for you.
Yes.
Yes, I have, sir. That's great news.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that solves your problem.
That does.
I hope you don't mind driving an Uno.
You must be joking. I'm not driving it, you know.
Sir, it's that or I've got a 1981 Daihatsu Sherrod. So it's actually the mechanic's car.
I don't want to Uno. There's no way I'm driving a Uno, dude. I'm not going to Uno. You must be joking. I've driven a Uno and it's the shittiest vehicle I've ever driven. So there's no way. That's a death trap.
Tomorrow morning at what time should I say?
I'm not thinking anymore. There's no
way. So, do you want to? You're talking about Uno being a death trap. So, you're now driving a death trap.
That's fine. I'd rather drive this one. Because if that thing blows up, at least my insurance will pay out.
So, that is the whole thing. Now that I've informed you of the problem, your insurance is no longer covered, sir.
No, I am. I work for an insurance company. You can't. You're talking bull. Okay, I work for an insurance company. I know what goes on. Who's phoning?
It's actually Wackhead Simpson.
You blick Simpson. Yes, sir. I'm so gullible. You bastard. Thanks, Wackett. I appreciate that,
Do you know how many times I've been called a bastard?
And he's a smart guy. You can see he's so disappointed that he didn't catch you.
Yeah, no, I was working out. He looks pretty sus.
Yeah, he's very sharp. He's very sharp.
Oh, shit. You know those Uno cars? Oh. Do you remember you'd get the Uno Turbo?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That was one of the fastest cars on the market when it came out. It's hard to believe, but it was. A Uno Turbo used to dust Bemis.
What?
So it was really called a Turbo, Uno Turbo.
It was Uno Turbo, yeah. The turbo is when you turn the aircon off.
No, but it was like a rocket in a tiny shell.
Wow.
I think they stopped it because it was so dangerous.
Yeah.
So
the
powerful.
The thing was incredible. I went in one time. It was very unsafe.
No, it's like you're driving in a tin can.
Yeah.
But the thing was quick.
It was incredible.
You know, it was that car when it came out, the Uno. Mm. It was like the must-have car. It was... It was because it was small, it was quick, it was, you could park it anywhere.
But then they stopped it after a while because they're like, people are just being too reckless with this.
I actually saw one on the freeway like 2 days ago, and then I thought, Uno.
Yeah,
but it's like only one that I've seen in Cape Town. Like, you know, there's one Bugatti driving around in Cape. You've seen the Bugatti?
Really?
No, I haven't seen the Bugatti.
Yeah, no, there was one Bugatti with some guy driving around here. Yeah. And there's one Uno that I've seen.
Was it a white Uno?
It was a white one.
I think I've seen that one.
Have you as well? Who is that person?
Let's find that person.
I want that guy to dice the guy on the Bugatti. And my money is on the Uno.